The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, we all know how important a balanced diet is for your health, but do we all really need 3 square meals a day? Sarah Keogh is a registered dietitian and is here to tell us more. Sarah, I've been kind of looking at pieces saying, you know, 3 meals a day is something we've just got into the habit of doing and it dates back to the Industrial Revolution and so on. So do we actually need 3 meals?
So what we know from the research is that what seems to be the ideal is somewhere between 2 and 4 meals a day, so 3 meals and a snack. And we know that people who are kind of having just 1 meal a day, we're seeing higher risks of cardiometabolic issues. We see more insulin resistance. Whereas if you're having sort of 2, 3, 4 meals a day, that tends to work a little bit better. And I think apart from anything else, we tend to get hungry sort of every 3 hours or so. So if we are kind of going all day, just actually feeding is going to be helpful for us.
Okay, I'm really glad you said that because I'm going to lay my cards on the table. I'm like a 3 meals a day absolute and sometimes 4 meals a day. Like I can't go, you know, people do this thing where they, you know, they don't eat fasting or whatever. I can't go long periods of time without eating. I just get really hungry and really hangry.
And I think you have to actually go with your own body's cues, that if you're actually someone who gets grumpy and hangry, and a lot of people do when they're not eating, that's a signal that you actually need to eat, that your body's having an issue. And, you know, we talk about pre-industrial and all the rest. We don't really know how people ate, you know, 1,000 years ago and further. We can speculate on it, but we don't really know with that. But we can look at, there's a whole area of nutrition called chrononutrition, which is looking at that timing of eating. And really what we're finding is that kind of spread out through the day seems to work really well. You know, despite the popularity of things like intermittent fasting, really what we're seeing is it's useful for weight loss, but not really for anything else. We're not seeing any particular benefit there. And the other issue is that if we are eating sort of fewer meals, it can be harder to top up and reach all of your nutrition. That, for example, people who skip a meal or are having 2 meals a day or less typically are struggling to get iron levels, fiber and B vitamins tend to be a little bit lower. So it can be done, but the amount of planning to go into it to make sure it's really hitting every nutrient target can be a struggle.
Is breakfast the most important meal of the day? Or I sort of feel breakfast is the most important meal of the day until you get to lunchtime, and then that becomes the most important meal of the day, and then on to dinner.
I don't think there is one meal that we go, this is the actual one. But the one reason I would often focus on breakfast is, particularly I work a lot with kind of digestion. And, you know, when you eat in the morning, there's a whole reflex that goes through your body that tells your gut to kind of clear out, which is why a lot of us will kind of go to the bathroom about an hour after eating. And if you are constipated or you have a sluggish bowel or bloating or anything like that, breakfast is actually very important for getting that sort of reflex into the body. And the fact that that exists would say to me that we do actually need to have breakfast in the morning. Apart from anything else, breakfast, really, people who eat breakfast have better focus and concentration later in the morning as well.
Have people moved away from 3 meals a day? Is it less common now than, say, in the 1980s or 1990s?
Not really. We're still pretty much breakfast, lunch and dinner. What has changed in the last 20 years is a lot more snacking. So that would have been almost unheard of 25, 30 years ago. Very few people snacked. Today, people are having 3, 4 and 5 snacks a day. And that is not a brilliant habit to be into with that. It's that all day grazing, which isn't, I mean, bad for your teeth apart from anything else, but we don't need it. You know, if you're actually having a meal or if you're having a snack because you're hungry and there's a gap between meals, but the all day grazing is a new thing, which isn't brilliant because we don't tend in that case to snack on healthy things.
There's a great story, I don't know if it's apocryphal or not, about an Irish politician back in the day who kept talking about the plain people of Ireland, and the interviewer asked him, what does he mean by the plain people of Ireland? And he, without batting an eyelid, he said, people who eat their dinner in the middle of the day. Is that still a phenomenon? Is that better for you if you have your dinner in the middle of the day and then something lighter at night?
It doesn't matter at all. it really doesn't. They've looked at this. Like you need the same amount of food in the day, and it doesn't. There was an idea there about sort of 20 years ago that if you ate more in the evening that you stored more fat, but we now know that's not accurate. So there is this perception that you store less of your breakfast and more of your dinner, but we don't. So it actually doesn't matter. It's what really suits you for the day. I mean, you don't see as many people having sort of the hot meal in the middle of the day. But what I'm seeing now is an awful lot of people are bringing to work their leftover dinner from the night before.
Oh, so big time.
Essentially the same thing. And this is, you know, food is food, whether it's hot or cold. Do you know what I mean? It kind of doesn't matter.
But is it bad if you do that and then you go home and have a dinner? So you effectively have 2 dinners a day.
Well, as long as the amounts are in balance with what your body needs. Like if you're having two giant meals a day, that's more than you need. That's going to be an issue. But if they're two smaller amounts, it doesn't matter.
Okay, we might move on quickly from that. Basically, what you're saying is listen to your body, and that really the ideal is 3-4 meals, or yeah, 3 meals, is that the ideal? Sorry.
Kind of 3 meals and maybe a snack, maybe depending a snack on what you need, yeah.
Okay, all right. Great advice. Sarah Keogh, registered dietitian. Thank you, as always, for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.